June's my girl. And fellas, what a girl. We present a brand new comedy show entitled June's My Girl. And as her boyfriend Jimmy just said, what a girl. Our June is played by the lovely young screen star whom you'll all remember for her roles in Our Hearts Were Young and Gay, Miracle of Morgan's Creek, and her newest picture, Ruthless, Diana Lynn. And now let's settle back, relax, and listen to June's My Girl. June Morgan works at the Nichols Employment Agency for Mr. Nichols, who is a school-day chum of her mother's. Unfortunately for Mr. Nichols, the agency isn't doing too well and is at present in the hands of a receiver, the Second National Bank. But this isn't too unfortunate from June's point of view, since the bank has sent in Jimmy Crane to look after its interests. And after all, there's no reason why a good-looking young fellow can't look after the interests of a bank and also the interests of a girl named June.
Huh? Good morning, Nichols Employment Agency. I beg your pardon. A college girl to give the baby his bottle? Oh, not a college girl, a chorus girl. Well, how old is the baby? Going on 37? Better take away his bottle. He's had too much already. Goodbye.
Good morning, Union.
Oh, good morning, Ole.
Well, that's 12.
What's 12?
That's just 12 times today that I said good morning. I said it to Mr. Johnson up on the 8th floor, and he yumped all over me. Last night he had a party in his office after I cleaned up, and this morning there was yin and junior ale all over the desks. Then I said good morning to Mr. Thomas in 1202, and he yelled at me, Mr. Davidson, Mr. Fowler, Uni. There's something I've been trying to figure out ever since you got me this job. Why does everybody yump on janitors?
Well, cheer up, Ole. After all, you might have said good morning 14 times.
Even you, I never thought of that. After all, every cloud has got a silver-plated lining.
You mean all is not gold-filled that glitters?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Is it okay if I sweep up in her now?
Sure, go ahead. Good morning, Nichols Employment Agency. Oh, hello, Wilbur. Yes, this is June. No, Mr. Nichols isn't in yet. What? Oh, no, Wilbur, not again. Yes, Wilbur, I'm sure it wasn't your fault. I'll tell Mr. Nichols you called. Goodbye. Only Wilbur's out of work again.
How long did he last this time?
3 days.
Well, that's a long time for Wilbur.
It's a record, but it really shouldn't count. He was working for the post office, and the first day he fell down a mail chute. He just got back from Chicago this morning, special delivery.
Well, if you ask me, Uni, he's just a yerk. It's a lucky thing for Wilbur that his uncle is president of the bank.
Yes, sir, may I help you?
Baby, if you can't, nobody can.
Well, I'm afraid you're in the wrong office. This is an employment agency. Smart Saying magazine is down the hall.
Ouch. I go clean up Yumi's office before he comes in. But if you want me, you need just holler.
Well, I'll be able to manage. Thank you, Ole.
Well, now that you've whittled me down, I'd like to see Mr. Crane.
Oh, Mr. Crane isn't in, but I can take your application. Name, please.
Ned Taylor. What's yours?
Address and telephone.
672 West 83rd Street, and I never give my telephone number to strange girls on account of I don't have a telephone.
Education?
College, the Army, and a few items picked up here and there. Let's go off alone somewhere. I'll tell you all about it, huh?
Past experience?
Some, but not with a girl like you.
I'm asking for past employment experience, and you can either answer or please go away and let me do my work.
Okay.
Excuse me. Good morning. Nichols Employment Agency. Who? Oh, Mother. Oh, I'm fine. How are you? Excuse me, Mr. Taylor. I miss you too, Mother, but golly, you shouldn't be calling me all the time from Little Falls. It costs money. Yes, dear, of course I wear galoshes when it rains. Is that why you called? Tell me, how's Daddy? Good. And Victor? How's Twinkle? Puppies? How many? Oh, shame on her. Oh, I'd love to have one, but they never let me have a dog in the Dolly Madison Hotel.
They won't even let you have a man.
Please, this is a personal conversation. What's that, Mother? No, that wasn't Jimmy. It was just Oh, you'll love Jimmy when you meet him. All right, dear, I'll write every day. Goodbye.
I bet I'll love Jimmy, too.
Why do you keep trying so hard to act fresh? Don't you see, we can't help you unless you'll tell us something about your experience.
Well, let me see. I'm the steady type. My last position was flat on my back in an army hospital. I stuck with that for 2 years, and before that I had 3 years as a chauffeur in a B-29.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be nosy.
No. Don't give it a thought. I want you to know all about me. Before the Army, I was in school. I studied mathematics, ancient history, and Latin. Do you know of a job where that would come in handy?
Ancient history and Latin? Sure, you're equipped to be a Roman emperor.
You know, that sounds like a good job. I'll take it.
Hiya, Journey.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. This is Jimmy Crane. Jimmy, Mr. Ned Taylor.
Well, Jimmy.
Ned.
I told you I'd come in and see you. I went down to the bank, and they told me to come up here. What's up?
Oh, I still work at the bank, but we're the receivers for this outfit. The bank sent me over here.
It seems you two know each other.
Why, sure. Joe, Ned was in my outfit. He was flying B-29.
Yes, I know.
Oh. Say, Ned, June and I have been... well... Yes, I know. Oh, you do? Well, you know, June, this guy was a great flyer, but there was one time he forgot to duck. 2 years in the hospital.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you know that, too?
Yes.
Well, anyhow, Ned, June is from Little Falls. She's only been in New York 11 months.
She has a brother named Victor, a father and mother in good health, and her dog Twinkle just had puppies.
Are there any other interesting facts you care to tell me?
Yes. Indeed, old boy, she lives at the Dolly Madison Hotel.
Would you like to be alone?
Jimmy, those pretty blue eyes of yours are turning green. Ned came in for a job, and I took his application.
Well, don't get me wrong. Ned's my pal. I trust him. Like I trust Tommy Manville.
Isn't that strange? Every time I meet a man under 84, Jimmy trusts him like he trusts Tommy Manville.
Look, June, Ned's a sweet guy and all that, but I know him. He's a wolf. No, believe me. When we were in basic at Tallahassee, there was this blonde. And at Pearl, there were two brunettes. What happened in Sydney, I can't even tell you about. I know this guy chased dames from one end of the globe to the other because we were bunkmates.
And while he was chasing dames, you were sitting up night studying the infantry drill regulations.
Well, that's beside the point.
Yes.
Suppose I tell you that Ned doesn't even want a job.
Well, suppose you tell me about Little Red Riding Hood instead. You make the part about the wolf so realistic.
Well, on the level, he admitted to me that he was conning you along because he thought you were cute.
Yes, but he's not working.
He's got a few bucks, so he's looking for laughs. Now, will you admit you were wrong about him?
No.
No?
No, he needs a job, a steadying influence, even if he doesn't realize it himself. That would straighten him out.
But, June...
Well, anybody can get a job for somebody who wants it. This is more important. Don't you see, to help a nice boy like that get on his feet, even
good
when...
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nichols.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Standing around. Everybody is standing around. Just tell me, why is everybody standing around? Well, say something, somebody.
Yesterday you were mad because we were sitting down.
Why must I do all the work around here myself? Why don't I get any cooperation? I try to be nice. I want us to be one big happy family. I'm the soul of generosity. When we work nights, don't I always supply the Benzedrine?
You know, Mr. Nichols, I've been wondering why it's necessary to do so much night work. It seems to me with a little reorganization...
Not at all, my boy. If you want to get ahead in this world, you can't be a clock watcher. Now, take me, for instance. Out first thing in the morning, busy all day making contacts. By the way, Jimmy, I hope you'll make a note of that in your monthly report to the bank. Yes, sir, if you don't work, you'll never get to first base.
You're so right, Mr. Nichols. Incidentally, who won the ball game yesterday?
The Yanks, 4-3. What a game. Greatest ninth-inning rally I ever saw. Heard. Read about. June.
Yes, Mr. Nichols.
Why are these 2-3-cent stamps and all these letters when airmail is only 5 cents?
Well, you said rush, and there were no airmail stamps in the petty cash box.
How many times must I tell you not to call it petty cash? No cash is petty. I know you're new on the job, but there are some things you should have learned by now.
Well, I've been here 11 months, Mr. Nichols, and the only thing I haven't learned is how to get along on the salary you pay me.
Your salary is well above... Any messages for me?
Yes. Prepare yourself for a shock, Mr. Nichols.
A shock? June, not Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Oh, no. Now the president of the bank will be on my neck again.
Oh, poor Wilbur. I might have known there'd be politics in the post office. Well, we've got to find him another job, that's all. What are we waiting for? This is a crisis. On your toes, everybody. You can't just sit around on your Mr. and Mrs. Van Cleve. What a pleasure to see you.
Is it really?
Mr. Nichols, I'm in a positive tizzy. You must help me.
Nothing gives me greater pleasure than helping valued old clients like yourself, my dear lady.
Oh, well, I was in a dither yesterday, but today's tizzy makes yesterday's dither look like an absolute flippet today. That's silly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. No! No, 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 it isn't. Please step into my office, Mrs. Tizzy. Mr. Silly.
The name is Flibbit.
Dither. Poor little Cabot. The dear boy is having such a difficult time.
My dear, Cabot never has a difficult time. But the people around him find life virtually impossible.
Mr. Van Cleve, my entire organization will devote itself single-minded to the task of finding a suitable companion for little Cabot. Morgan, make a note of that.
Yes, Mr. Nichols.
Oh, and you'll be sure to let Cabot meet him by noon, so there'll be time to catch the boat.
Yes, for the love of heaven, don't let him miss that boat.
You don't have to worry, Mr. Van Cleve. You have the word of a Nichols.
I trust you won't be shocked if I continue to worry.
Well, I feel enormously relieved. Good day, Mr. Nichols.
Your servant, Mrs. Dither. Mrs. Van Cleve. Good Cleve, Mr. Van Day.
Good day.
June, get Wilbur on the phone.
I can't, Mr. Nichols. He told me he was going to the park.
The park?
Yes, he said he had to take his dog for a walk.
Walking his dog? This is the chance of a lifetime for Wilbur. The Van Cleve's 10-year-old son, little Cabot Van Cleve, going on a world cruise. Needs a companion.
Oh, but Mr. Nichols, Wilbur's all wrong for that job.
That's beside the point. He'll be hired. I'll see to that. And an hour later, little Cabot will be sailing away and all our troubles will be over. Where's Jimmy?
In his office, interviewing applicants.
Oh, well, then I'll go find Wilbur. If he calls, tell him I'm looking through the park near his apartment on 81st Street. He can meet me there.
Yes, Mr. Nichols.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Ole, can't you watch where you're going?
Excuse me, Mr. Nichols. I was just coming in, and you was just coming out.
Oh, you was just... Well, just get out of my way.
You see, you need... Everybody is always yumping on the amateur.
Darn it, Ole. The whole world has to stop dead in its tracks while we find a job for Wilbur. Just because his uncle is the president of the bank.
That's the truth. And this is no time for Mr. Nichols to put all his eggs in Bun Biscuit.
Don't you mean too many cookies spoil the broth?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You remember that nice young veteran who was in here this morning? Well, Mr. Nichols has found just the thing, a trip around the world, and he's going to give it to that useless Wilbur. He's tearing up to 81st Street right now to catch him. Oh, Ole, what am I going to do?
You just got too big a heart. You take on everybody's troubles. It's too much for you. We all got our own. I wanted to become a famous painter. And instead, I became a famous janitor. But do I worry? No, I still make my living with a brush.
Good morning, Nichols Employment Agency. Wilbur. No, Mr. Nichols just left. He's looking for you. Yes. Yes. Where? At 91st in the park. Yes, if you stand right there, he'll find you. And he's got a job for you. That's right, 91st Street. Goodbye.
Union. You told me 81st, and you told Wilbur 91st.
I did? Oh, that's terrible. Well, Mr. Nichols has to get Wilbur to the Van Cleves no later than noon. If he wanders around 81st Street while Wilbur moons around 93rd, they'll never make it.
But what are you going to do,
Union? Only you've got to help us.
Just tell me how, Union.
Well, now, look, it's almost 10 o'clock. Now, here's the address. Run up and get Mr. Ned Taylor down to the Van Cleves at 16 East 64th, not later than noon.
Union, I think maybe you...
Now, don't argue. Only it's like you always say, a rolling stone gathers no moss.
Did I say that?
Yes. Now, get rolling.
And now back to Diana Lynn and June's My Girl. Right now, June is paying a call on Mr. Van Cleve.
Mr. Van Cleve, I have good news for you. The agency has found just the man to be a companion for your son. A little Cabot, isn't it?
Yes, but you know, young lady, Mrs. Van Cleve's instructions are that Cabot is to approve the companion.
Oh, I know you like Ned. But maybe I could talk to Cabot before Ned arrives, you know, to sort of smooth the way.
Smoothing the way where Cabot is concerned requires the tact of an Iranian diplomat plus the leveling power of a steamroller.
Oh, well, I have a little brother at home, and I never had any trouble with him. After all, Cabot's just a child.
It has never been proved to my entire satisfaction that Cabot is a child.
But you said he was only 10?
May I point out that age is relative? The atomic bomb is only 3 years old. By the time the bomb is 10, it may attain the destructive powers of my son, Cabot.
Don't you think, Mr. Van Cleve, that when a child behaves badly, it's because his training has been wrong? With a little kindness...
From bitter experience, my dear, let me urge you to disregard kindness. And do any training of Cabot with a chair and whip.
Golly, Mr. Van Cleve, you make him sound awful.
I am given to understatement.
Oh, well, he can't be as bad as you say. May I see him?
Since we are fully covered by insurance, I presume it's all right. You will find the little monster in his lair down the hall.
Hello. You must be Cabot. My name is June.
I'm very pleased to meet you. Won't you come in?
Thank you. My, you have a lovely room here.
I try to keep my things put away so it's neat.
You know, I can't understand why your father's... I mean, you certainly seem to be a nice boy.
Well, the old man... What did Pater say?
Well, it was nothing important. I came here because I want to make friends with you.
Oh, goody. I like friends. June, would you like to see my stamp collection?
Of course.
Right through this door.
Why, I... Ouch!
Boy, did you take a flop.
Why, you little devil, you strung that rope there so I'd trip, didn't you?
Had you going there for a while.
Look, Cabot, I'm willing to call this a joke. Since my arm is only broken in a couple of places. But now that you've had your laugh, let's talk, huh?
Okay. Better close that door so we can talk alone.
No, I'm sure we... Ouch! You little fiend, you even wired the doorknob.
Don't worry, nobody's been electrocuted on there yet. My old man won't let me buy enough batteries.
How could you learn to be such a miserable child in only 10 years?
It was easy. My teacher says I got a natural aptitude for it.
Anyway, you're going to like Ned.
Who's Ned?
He's the fellow who's going to be your companion. I know you'll like him if you'll only give yourself a chance. And after all, you do want to take this trip, and you can't very well go alone.
My old lady is all on the trip. She got the idea from some goon she takes me to. He has me lie down on a couch and ask me dumb questions. So I give him dumb answers. Hey, where you going?
Out on the step to wait for Ned.
Why don't you stick around? I got a trick I want to show you with a baseball bat.
Cabot, I've fallen over the rope you strung for me. I got a shock from that wire doorknob. But I'll be darned if I'll risk being clubbed to death by a 10-year-old with a ball bat.
Sissy!
Jimmy, what are you doing here?
Oh, for heaven's sake, June, you've really gone and done it this time.
How did you know I was at the Van Cleef?
Ole came back and told me what you'd done, so I guessed you were here. You know you'll probably get fired.
Fired? Oh, Jimmy, you wouldn't fire me because I tried to help Ned get this job.
Of course not, but Nichols will fire you because you didn't help Wilbur, and I can't stop him.
Well, then I'll get fired. It's happened to people before.
June, look, didn't you tell me your mother won't let you live in New York unless you're working for someone she knows?
Yes.
Does she know anyone in New York but Mr. Nichols?
No, but... Well, okay, then. I'll go back to Vols rather than work in a place where an idiot like Wilbur has a better chance than a deserving guy like Ned.
Oh, now I get it. It's Ned you're worrying about.
Now, here comes Ned now. Now, look, Jimmy. As long as it's too late to get Wilbur, don't spoil the job for Ned.
Well,
I'm getting real service in this agency.
Listen, Ned, you may be jeopardizing
my... Now, please, Jimmy. Ned, little Cabot Van Cleef needs a companion to take him around the world. You'd be just right for it.
I've been around the world, baby. If I ever go again, it's not going to be with a little boy. Not enough laughs.
Well, you haven't met this little boy.
Okay, so you're not interested, Ned. Now, take a walk.
Jimmy, keep out of this.
That's Jimmy. June and I have things to talk about alone.
Right now, you'll do all your talking to Cabot, or you can forget about talking to me. And don't think you can soft-soap me or Cabot.
Oh, now, Joan, honey,
listen,
please.
Listen, you threw that door in second on the left, and don't...
Okay, if you're steamed up, I'll talk to small fry, but I'd much rather be with you.
The way he's acting, he deserves to take a trip with Cabot.
Now, what did you accomplish? He won't take the job, and even if he does, you'll be fired.
Well, I tried. At least I went down swinging.
Uh-oh. Take a look down the street.
Mr. Nichols.
And Mrs. Van Cleef.
Oh, brother.
Young lady, I've just come from the office where Ole told me this whole dastardly plot. You're fired. Do you understand? Discharged.
Now, listen here, Mr. Nichols. June was absolutely right.
Shut up! June, I'm sending you back to your mother as soon as I can get you on the train.
Please, Mr. Nichols, couldn't we discuss this inside? The neighbors...
I don't care who... Oh, of course, my dear Mrs. Van Cleef. Forgive me. Now then, June, what's this I hear about your sending someone here to fill this job?
You're darn right I did it. Someone who could handle Cabot. And it's not Wilbur.
Now look here, I've had more experience at this.
You got squared away with Cabot. Say, that kid's good for a lot of laughs.
Really? Ned, this is Mrs. Van Cleef. Mrs. Van Cleef, Mr. Taylor.
How do you do? Where is my baby?
Your baby is right there in his room, madam. And for a change, he's quiet.
Cabot! Angel, baby! You're all tied up!
And there's a gag in his mouth!
Oh, Mr. Nichols, help me untie poor Cabot.
Let me get at that knot.
Ah! He tied me up!
You're darn right I tied him up. Now I'll tell them why. Angel baby here cracked me in the shins with a baseball bat. Bless his furry little heart.
Oh dear. I can feel my dither becoming a tizzy again.
My dear Mrs. Tizzy, I fired the person responsible for this.
Maybe it's just as well I am fired. Now I can speak freely. I should think, Mrs. Van Cleef, that you'd be interested in hiring a capable companion for your son.
Are you suggesting?
Yes, I am. Maybe if Cabot didn't get his way all the time, he wouldn't be the way he is. And if that gives you a tizzy, I'm sorry.
June!
I don't believe in breaking a child's spirit.
Maybe Cabot is a little headstrong.
Well, for the record, it would seem that my wife is given to understatement, too.
Dear Mr. Van Cleve, this is a pleasure.
Young man, you, what's your name?
Ned Taylor, sir.
You have an interesting approach to child raising.
He has no connection with my agency, Mr. Van Cleve. Believe me,
Nichols, you are a windbag, and I prefer to ignore you. Now, Mr. Taylor, Ned, my boy.
Really, Henry, it seems to me that while this girl has some merit in what she says, Miss Nichols has a man in mind.
Ignore my wife, Ned. It's not difficult. I've been doing it years.
Oh.
I ignore her, she ignores Cabot, and that accounts for the position we're in now.
Oh, really, Henry?
What I mean to say, Ned, is that I like your work. It's the best job I've ever seen done on Cabot, and you are hired.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, you see, Mr. Van Cleve, the Nichols Employment Agency always gets its man. I know you'd be pleased with this young man, but I'm
Nichols.
Yes, Mr. Van Cleve.
I shall state my feelings for you in a language which you should be able to comprehend.
Yes?
You are a jerk. And in future, I shall do no more business with your agency.
But...
Mr. Van Cleve, I don't think that's quite fair. You see, the man Mr. Nichols was trying to get this job for is the nephew of a bank president.
Yes, and what's so important about that?
Well, nothing, except that the president of the Second National Bank will probably close down the employment agency.
I see.
Yes, and Jimmy will be a second assistant teller again.
Well, now, I don't see why that should be necessary. You see, I happen to be the largest stockholder in that bank.
Mr. Van Cleve, you'll never regret this as long as you live. Never. You have the word of a Nichols.
And, Mr. Van Cleve, you know what a Nichols' word is worth.
Indeed, I do. Precisely 5 cents.
In a moment, Diana Lynn will return as June, but first we'll tell you about June's My Girl and the people who make it possible. As you know, June is played by Diana Lynn, Jimmy by Harry Bartell. Ned is played by Tony Barrett and Bobby Ellis as Cabot. Mr. and Mrs. Van Cleve are played by Parley Bear and Lois Corbett. Mr. Nichols, as you probably already guessed, is played by Alan Reed. Oh, yes, and Parley Bear also played Ole. The music was composed and directed by Felix Mills. June's My Girl was conceived and written by Howard Dimsdale and produced by Thomas A. McAvity. We hope you like the show and you'll find an important spot for it in your future radio plans. And now back to June's My Girl.
Yes? Yes, we have just the man for you. Yes, we'll have him there first thing in the morning. Thanks for calling. Oh, Jimmy, this is wonderful.
What's wonderful?
I've got a job for Wilbur.
Well, it's great, June. You think he can handle it?
I don't know why not. All he has to do is stand still.
Stand still? What kind of a job is that?
A man wants him to test a bulletproof vest.
Well, anyway, it's a job. Solves a big problem, and... And from now on, Junie, we'll have smooth sex.
Hiya, slaves.
Ned.
Why, Ned, I thought you were on your way to Europe.
I've been to Europe. I guess Cavity wouldn't like an ocean voyage.
Well, how did you do that?
Oh, it was simple, simple. Cavity and I get along beautifully. Of course, this means I'll be seeing a lot of you, baby.
Did I say smooth sailing? I feel seasick already.
Going bowling.
Yeah, sure thing, Cabot. With you in a minute.
Okay. I'll wait in the hall.
Ned, I'm so glad to see you getting on so well with Cabot. Only there's one thing.
Oh, what's that, honey?
Oh, while Cabot's bowling, I really think you should take off his handcuffs.
You've just heard June's My Girl, starring Diana Lynn. This is Jay Stewart saying thanks for listening. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.